You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
We'll take a little time later in the program to talk about this tragedy that happened in Toronto. For the moment, we want to get on and talk a bit about spending the money that we do have wisely. Wouldn't that be a good idea? Saving a buck here or there, getting the right kind of credit card instead of 12 of the wrong kinds of credit cards. Lori Campbell is on the line. She's CEO of Credit Canada Debt Solutions. Hi, Lori.
Hi there.
Now, you have some incredibly good tips here. I've just been running through them. You sent them over to us.
Right.
And it's kind of three areas: shopping for a credit card, shopping for food, and shopping for clothes, right?
Exactly.
Okay, can we start with shopping for the credit card?
Absolutely.
What are some of the things that we should be concerned about? What are we looking for?
Well, you know, I mean, there's a number of things that you should look for. For one thing, Dale, do you want a no-frills card with a low interest rate? Because I hate to say this, you might be carrying a balance. And meaning that you
people
want
do, Lori. They
I know,
do carry
and I say,
a balance.
I hate to say it, but I do cringe when I say that because I just think, oh God, use the bank's money for your benefit, not the other way around.
No, I hear you.
But having said that, you know, there's some no-frills cards you get out there that have, you know, 11, 12% interest, which is much better than the going rate of 19% interest upward.
Boy, that's quite a gap, isn't it?
It's a huge gap. It means that you're not going to get points. It means that you may or may not have an annual fee. You'll have to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the basic type of credit card. That's advantageous if you're carrying a balance because you want the interest rate to be as low as absolutely possible.
Right. Okay. And a credit card is a credit card. If you can use it to buy a good or a service, well, that's all you need, really.
Exactly. I think I think the lower interest is the better option.
Yeah.
However, if you're paying off your credit card every month, you may want a higher interest credit card, but with no annual fees. It won't matter to you because you're not going to be paying any interest either, and you can avoid annual fees as well, and you could save yourself a little bit of coin doing it that way.
Now, what about the grace period associated with credit cards?
Well, there are 21. The one thing that the government has done is harmonize the grace period to 21, no less than 21 days. So you have that 21-day period to use their money for free, and that's always a good thing. When you use someone else's money for free, that's a very good thing.
Yeah, I like the sounds of that. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But don't go out and pay the bill on the 20th day or the 21st day, especially if you're paying online, because it will not get to the credit card company on time, and you will, in essence, probably be paying interest. So always pay well within that 21-day period so that you make sure that it clears your bank account into the creditor's hands in good time so there's no interest on your next statement.
And that's all up to you to manage that and get it in time, isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. And a lot of people think, my it's due today, I'll pay today, but they pay online. Being due today and paying today means that you probably are going to pay interest because there's a couple of days in between the time that you pay it and it actually reaches the creditor.
But at least it's better than it was. The feds have established that common grace period time, so we know we have a fighting chance.
That's right, and that's the thing. I mean, I think that what was happening for people if they had multiple cards, and that's another thing I would not necessarily recommend, as you stared at with, you know, you don't need 8 cards or whatever.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, trying to manage.
We've
that.
Had this debate many times. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, because what was happening for people is like, well, this one's due. This, well, how much? What's the grace period on this one? This one's due. You know, people were getting very confused.
No
and
kidding.
This commonality is very, very important. I think the federal government is looking at ways to help consumers manage their money better, but also hopefully have less debt over time.
Now, you've got a note here, and I don't quite understand it. Minimum finance charges. What are you talking about there?
Well, minimum finance charges. You want to minimize the number, the finance charges you have. And we talked about, for example, there's a number of ways that are kind of scary the way the creditors can get you. Obviously, one of them is there could be annual fees for using credit cards. A lot of people get insurance. Oh my gosh, the insurance is a percentage of the outstanding amount owing.
Yeah.
So if you have a $10,000 debt on a credit card, the insurance, depends on the company. It's a very low percent. However, it adds up a lot over time. So if you have got insurance out, just in case you lose your job, or become ill and you can't work or whatever the case may be, you have to understand that insurance is going to only pay for the minimum amount, a minimum payment. It's only for a particular period of time and only in very specific cases. So if you're paying insurance, you could be paying, you know, $20 a month insurance. Is it really worth your benefit? That's one thing you should look at as well.
Well, and should you also compare prices? I mean, I'm thinking you could probably do better in the insurance market buying insurance than in the credit card market.
Well, yes, exactly. Buy insurance for disability insurance that will help you pay your credit card when you're disabled rather than have disability or insurance on the credit card.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing to be concerned about, of course, is any cash advances. There's no grace period there, right?
Absolutely no grace period, and sometimes the interest rate's higher on cash advances than it is on regular purchases. So read the fine print on your credit card statements to find out what the cash advances are going to cost you, and understand the minute you take that cash advance out, the interest starts ticking, and you're going to be really quite surprised when you get your bill to find out how much interest you're actually paying on that.
And then you really get stuck in the mud if you fall behind and they start putting late charges on you on top of everything else.
Exactly, late charges, and they can increase your interest rate by as much as 5%. So instead of paying 19% interest, you might be paying 24% interest because now you've fallen behind.
You've just been assessed then. What they do is they assess you and say, guess what, now you're paying 24%.
Exactly, suddenly you're a greater risk. So essentially when you can least afford to have the interest rate increased, it does get increased.
And whole notion of if you have a couple of credit cards, you get a new credit card, and you want to do one of those debt consolidation things, what should we be worried about there?
Well, there's a couple of ways of doing it. You could transfer all the debt over to the new card at the lower interest rate because, you know, there's these wonderful opportunities to transfer existing debt to a new credit card and pay a lower interest rate. However, you should know that the interest rate is only for a very specific period of time, usually around 6 months.
Yeah.
And any new purchases, Dale, are going to be at another interest rate much higher.
It won't be at the bargain rate when you transfer the funds.
It won't be at that 10% or 9.9% transfer rate or whatever they're offering. It's going to be at a much higher rate, and people often don't realize that. They think everything is at the lower rate.
So then rather than go from credit card to credit card, if you're trying to do that kind of operation, the better thing would be to do it with a bank loan or a line of credit, I'm thinking.
Absolutely. Bank loan, line of credit is a fantastic way to consolidate high interest credit debt. However, at the same time, don't go out and use those cards again. At Credit Canada, we see so many people coming in. They have a line of credit or consolidation loan that they got out a couple of years ago, maxed out their credit cards again, and so now they have a massive amount of debt that they're trying to deal with. So you have to really learn and know how to manage and budget your money and your debt very, very well to try to liquidate it over time rather than now that's out of my way, I can worry about it later.
And if you're one of those points people and you really think, oh, gee, I love to accumulate the points and do this and do that and the other thing, we should be aware of the fact that if you don't use your card, after a while those points could expire, right?
Points can expire, and the other thing you should also be aware is that you're probably paying an annual fee to have use of a points card, depending upon the card. So, you know, you really have to weigh whether it's a benefit to you, too. And we also, you know, it's interesting, we could all get carried away like this, but we also see a lot of clients coming in saying, well, I use my credit card for everything because I wanted to get the points. But you have to be able to pay that off every month, or the interest that you're paying definitely outweighs the benefit of the points.
True enough, but if you're doing that and you're using your credit card for everything and you're paying it off every month, you get to beat the bank.
You beat the bank, and that is the game. It really is. It really is. You know, how can this?
How do your bank friends feel about you saying things like that?
I think they're very savvy. But I mean, you know, we are. Think about ourselves as our own banks. How are we going to benefit ourselves?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Now there is. I know you like this credit card tool at the Financial Commission, FCAC, I can never get the acronym
Financial
right.
Consumer Agency of
That's
Canada.
That's it, that one.
FCAC.ca, I believe you can, or just look up Financial Consumer Agency. And they have a lot of credit card comparisons. It's a fantastic opportunity to take a look at what credit cards are being offered, what the interest rates are, what they're offering as far as points or annual fees, and it goes on and on.
And remember that when you're picking credit cards, your advice, one card will do, my advice, get two, because not every location may take the very card, the only card that you have.
Well, yeah, and you know, I have been fortunate enough, and I say this carefully. I've been fortunate enough to have the credit cards that I use has never been rejected anywhere that I've traveled. But,
well, I'm not talking
about
being rejected. They just say, no, we don't take Visa, or we don't take MasterCard,
you know,
or we don't.
Had that happen. But, well, I mean, okay, fair enough.
You need to do more shopping then, Laurie. Good grief.
That's my problem, too. So fair enough. Okay, two.
Am I wearing you down? Two
You're
cards.
You're wearing me down, well, Dale. You really are.
Two isn't bad. Two sounds quite sensible.
Yes.
I mean, compared to people who have 12 and 15.
And the average Canadian has, I think, 3.5 now.
Oh, well, that's pretty
heavy,
I'd
say. So, you know,
say.
If you're carrying two and I'm carrying one,
okay, you know, do the math. Okay. Now, let's talk next about saving money, not buying a credit card, but on something very basic, groceries. Can we do that?
Yes, I mean, you know, this
Hang on. Don't get ahead of me here.
Okay.
Want to get some people involved in case they have questions and comments as well. 416-360-0740 or 866-740-4740.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
Laurie Campbell's here, the CEO of Credit Canada Debt Solutions, talking about how to save money. And we're talking about how to save money with groceries. Again, you've given me this long, long list here of some really great ideas. Let me just go down the list and have you comment on each one, okay?
Sure.
Okay, number one, request price matching if you're in a supermarket, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Okay. And that means you do sometimes have to bring, you know, newspaper clippings and that sort of thing so that you can say, look, I, you know, peaches are, you know, 54 cents here and you're offering it for 56 cents. Will you match it? So
I'm going to go to the wall for 2 cents. Come on now.
It all adds up, Dale. It all adds up.
Yeah, all right. No, in other words, you really got to, and let me just preface this by saying, with some of these suggestions, you really got to work at it, right?
Some of them you really have to work
at. Yeah, okay.
Some of them are really easy.
All right, fair enough. So it so you'd go up to somebody and say, look, Joe's peaches are cheaper. Why can't you match that price?
Exactly. And you know, sometimes they will.
Maybe more than sometimes as well, eh?
Exactly, because they don't want to lose customers, and they know that if they say no to that, chances are you're not coming back.
Okay. Now, your next point is eat your fruits and vegetables. That sounds a little more nutritional than economic, but what do you mean by that?
It sounds like something your mother would tell you, right?
Yeah, she did many times.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, so much food goes to waste week over week, and, you know, it's just a matter of making sure that as you purchase fruits and vegetables, you prioritize your meals. How are you going to make sure that you consume all these things? Because, you know, life gets away from us and we have busy times and we rush home late and we think, well, I don't have time to make this, so we'll just leave that for tomorrow night. And it goes on. So it's just a matter of making sure that you take advantage of you know, consuming what you purchase. And obviously fruits and vegetables are the perishables that are not going to last time over time.
And they're good for you, too, for crying out loud.
Yeah, all right.
Now, give the shelves the once-over. You're talking about where the supermarkets position the stuff you're going to buy, right?
Well, where they position stuff you're going to buy is quite interesting because generally, and next time people go to the grocery store, try this. Look at eye level, and you'll find things at eye level are more expensive generally than things lower on the shelf or higher on the shelf. Human beings are just, you know, notorious for, okay, here it is, I'll grab it. And chances are you may find lower prices, most likely, lower on the shelves. That's where your no-name products may be, or higher on the shelf. So that's where the scanning, the search begins for comparing prices.
I can hear my mother say, now, you couldn't look up, you couldn't look down, you know?
Yeah, couldn't you? Yeah,
yeah,
probably where it is, up or down. And the other thing is, be careful at end of aisle displays, because sometimes end of aisle displays, you think, oh, that's on sale. Look, it's at the end of the aisle. They're promoting it. They're promoting it, but doesn't mean it's on sale.
Gotcha. And take a good look at the generic brands, the house brands.
Yes, exactly. You know, we're victims of thinking that, you know, certain brands are better. You know, we do this with clothes, we do this with food, and not necessarily some of the best stuff is generic. So, and find out, look at the difference in price. You'll find in some cases it's dollars, several dollars difference between generic brand and a name brand. So be very careful about making that decision. Try it once, then decide.
Well, I mean, how different can stewed tomatoes be if they're the Acme brand or some well-known brand, right?
Exactly. Liquid detergent. Is there a huge difference?
I don't know. Now, Laurie, we're going to run out of time. We don't have nearly enough time to do this. You're going to have to undertake with us to come back and do the rest of the food stuff and getting into the clothing stuff, because now I have a whole bunch of calls here about shopping for the right credit card, okay?
Okay.
Can we do that?
Absolutely.
We'll just make this up on the fly. Does that make sense?
It certainly does.
All right. Here's Warren calling from Scarborough. Warren, do you have a question?
I just have a comment, Dale, to back up your argument about more than one credit card. We're in No Frills this morning, and as I was getting my cash out to pay for my groceries, I don't use a credit card in the grocery store.
Yeah.
There's a sign right beside the credit machine. We do not accept Visa.
Yeah.
So if you don't have more than one credit card, you only have Visa, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea to have at least two, I think.
All right. Thank you, Warren. So there you go, Lori.
Well, there you go. Someone else standing by your side there.
Yes, indeed. Here's Tony calling from Don Mills. Tony, do you have a question?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. What about these new companies that say they could... they would negotiate with the bank and wipe out your credit in 3 years. And, and what if you apply and then you get approved, and what if they go down, what will happen? And what if they ask for your social security number, should you give it?
Oh, how did you come across these companies? Are they...
Through the radio.
Through
radio and TV.
Through commercials, right?
Through commercials.
Okay, all right. Laurie, what about those kind of companies that promise you great things will happen?
Well, I tell you, there's a whole other show for us.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I know.
You know, don't go there. I'll tell you right now, what company can wipe out your debt in 3 years and tell you that you only have to pay 30% of your debt? Hmm. Unless it's a trustee in bankruptcy, which is a legislative process, do not go there at all. And I'm very, very serious about this, because we've seen so many people come through our doors that have gone to these companies. They've paid thousands of dollars to get their situation resolved. Nothing has been resolved. The creditors are after them. They're being sued, and nothing can be done.
Well, the point is, there's nothing magic about this. You do have to pay the money or reach an accommodation, and nobody can guarantee you that kind of success, right? Or that kind of minimum cost to yourself.
Exactly. There's no easy fix. And, I mean, there's a legislative process in Canada for dealing with debt if your situation is so severe. It's called a Bankers Insolvency Act, or come to credit counseling, not-for-profit credit counseling services, so a proper negotiation can occur. But for companies to say that they can magically make your debt disappear or reduce it significantly is incorrect.
All right. Okay. Thanks very much for your question, Tony. Lynn is here on her cell phone. Lynn, do you have a question?
Yes, I would like to know, I'm just going to turn my car off here.
Yeah, turn your car off. I hope that doesn't disconnect. Go ahead. Turn your radio off.
I would like to know.
Turn your radio.
I don't have it on.
Oh, well, all right. Carry on. We'll see if we can hear you.
Okay. I would like to know why credit card companies have the give credit cards to teenagers and 20-year-olds. I had a client that had $100,000 in debt, in credit card debt.
Well,
I think credit card companies should not be allowed to do this.
Well, yeah. What are your thoughts on those kinds of issues, Laurie?
Well, you know, Lynn makes a good point. I mean, we're in a situation right now in society where, you know, it's almost like the last frontier, get to the young people first now, because there's nobody else that, the market's been saturated. It's all about education. I don't think we're going to be able to stop credit card companies from soliciting credit to anyone over the age of 18. So we better educate them. And luckily in Ontario, the education system now does include managing money and understanding credit. In the past, it hasn't, and so let's hope that makes somewhat of a difference.
Well, do you think that means there's a bit of a turnaround underway, that kids just coming to the age where they might want to have a credit card to start out in the marketplace, as it were, that they're a little more cognizant of what's going on than some of us were in our years.
Well, let's hope that. I think it's too early to tell, because it's only been in the curriculum since September 2011. So let's hope it does start to make a difference.
Yeah, but just that and other reasons, too. You talking about it, more and more people talking about the potential jackpot you can get yourself into.
I know, and let's hope that makes a difference. Right now, Canadians have never had higher debt levels. So let's hope the parents are talking to their children as well to talk about the perils of debt and how, once you're in it, with interest the way it is, it's so hard to get out.
Don't we know that? Easy to get in, Hardy. All right, now listen, I was wrong. I've got 5 minutes. I want to shift gears. I'm going to drive you nuts with this. I want to shift gears and go back to the supermarket where we're busy saving money, okay?
All right. Very busy.
All right, very busy. And point four in your list of points to me is stick to the edges. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I mean, stick to the edges because the edges are often where you get your meat, your vegetables, and your dairy products, and in the guts, if you want to call it that, are where you get your non-perishable items. And often we get caught up in packaging, which is always more expensive, and items that perhaps we don't necessarily are not necessarily going to put the right food on our table. So sticking to the edges will help us make sure that we can plan meals appropriately, have the food that we need to have, and also make sure that we are eating properly, quite frankly. So if you stick to the edges of a grocery store, chances are you're buying what you're supposed to be buying and not filling up on junk food.
Well, that's the irony, isn't it? I mean, you can both save money and maybe save your health a bit by buying more sensibly.
Exactly.
And stay away from what you call the high-priced landmine aisles. I like that.
Yeah, the landmine aisles. You know, the things that you just, this looks good.
These crunchy old fudgy old whatevers, they look good. Let's buy a big bag.
Yeah.
All right, now your next piece of advice here is shop early and alone.
Yeah, tell you. If you can avoid bringing your children with you, avoid it.
Yeah, but what about your spouse? You bring your spouse, right?
Well, even your spouse can help trigger overspending. Either way, whether it's the man or the woman.
We shop together. Jill and I shop together.
Do you,
we don't trigger overspending.
Do you stick to your plan?
Yeah, we do stick to her. Stick to Jill's plan.
Wise man.
I'm there to drive the cart.
You know, it's funny because I often see couples in a grocery store. One's wandering off one way. The other one's on the other side, and they're just, one's bringing back stuff, and then another one's saying, I already got that, and it goes on.
Yeah, no, I see that. And you see kids doing that too, running back to the cart with all kinds of things. I think that's your part of your point there.
Exactly. My kids want to come shopping, I get a little frightened.
Yeah. And shop early. Is that for better selection, or you can get through the whole mess a whole lot faster? A little of both, I guess.
There's a number of things there. It's not just for better selection, because you will get some better selection, but it's also to lead to less frustration, because as people get frustrated shopping, they tend to grab anything. Oh, well, forget, I'm not going to go stand in this counter to get this. I will just grab, it's a little more expensive, I'll just grab this product and move on. It allows us to take the time to comparison shop. You're less frenzied.
Yeah.
When you got a whole huge, busy grocery store, you'll find everyone's running around in a bit of a frenzy.
And remember not to shop, you're saying here, when you're hungry. That's really true, isn't it?
Oh, man, if you're hungry, you're tired, you're done. Because obviously when you're hungry, everything looks good. Everything looks good. You know, you're meant to spend $100, you walk out with $200.
And all the wrong kinds of food, probably. Yeah.
And you're eating it as you're walking out the store.
Okay.
It's not a good thing. So, make sure you're not hungry. Make sure you have a list and that you're prepared to take the time. Make sure you have the time to actually do your grocery shopping so you're not just firing anything you can into the cart so you can get out
of it. Speaking of time, I'm totally out. You're going to have to come back and finish this list at some point, okay?
I will do.
Thanks, Lori.
Take care.
Okay. Laurie
Bye.
Campbell is the CEO of Credit Canada Debt Solutions.
Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.